I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. And joining us right now is Steve Sikorsky with Howes. Steve, good to see you again. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to see you too, Eric.
You and I have talked over the years about a lot of things that are going on inside the engines of trucks. And we're going to hit on that in just a moment, some new issues and now some new solutions from Howes. Let's talk about first the brand. The logo has changed a bit.
Yes, we've updated our logo and our labels. We've got a whole new look. You know, it's a more modern look.
Right.
And I just want to let the drivers know it's the same old product, the same great product. It's just a new look.
Right. There you go. Let's talk about Meaner Power Cleaner, really the flagship, I guess, product, right, from you guys. And there's a new version of it?
Well, there's a new detergent package that we've put in there.
Okay.
Now, the new high-pressure common rail injection systems, they pressurize that fuel to, 30,000 PSI or higher.
Yeah.
Which heats it up and is causing these new deposits that weren't seen in the old engines.
Hmm.
It's a soapy, sticky residue that the old detergents that were designed for carbon deposits and coking weren't effective in. So we have the new IDX4 detergent package that not only combats the new deposits, but also the old ones as well.
Yeah. So, again, this is on the shelves now?
It is on the shelves now.
Okay. And in terms of the usage, it's just use it as you have used Meaner Power Cleaner in the past?
That's correct. You know, one bottle treats 320 gallons. We recommend every tank full, and you should be trouble-free.
All right. Well, we just had some snow here in Louisville the other day, so we're kind of still in winter here, at least in Kentucky. But looking forward to next season, next cold season, you folks at Howes have something coming out in the fall?
Yes, we do. We have a new product coming out in the fall that's designed to re-liquefy gel fuel in emergencies.
Right.
And the difference with ours is we don't use a lot of harmful solvents and chemicals. It's a safe-to-use product, and it's very effective in re-liquefying gel fuel once you've had the issue.
Yeah. Has that issue been fairly consistent over the years in terms of gelling? Do we know what's behind the gelling? Is it just a matter of changing the diesel fuel specifications years ago?
Yeah, there's a number of factors behind it. One of those is that, refined a diesel with much narrower boiling point, so the wax falls out much faster, which causes the fuel to gel up quicker.
Yeah.
Plus, there's also the issue of biodiesel.
Right.
You know, and that's mandated pretty much across the country now, and often not labeled. So that adds to the issue. So
yeah. So look for that product this fall.
This fall, yes.
All right. Good. There's something that, in fact, Howes has been behind a number of great causes, but the first one we'll talk about here is, well, the driver shortage and how, more and more we're hearing a lot about this and dealing with this issue in that we need more and more people behind the wheel of trucks. How does Howes get involved here? What have you guys been doing over the years?
Well, we've been sponsoring a driving school called Sage Truck Driving Schools, and we give away $25,000 in scholarships across the country, $1,000 to each school, to help a driver get in there and offset some of that tuition cost.
Yeah.
And again, we feel the pain like everybody else. You know, when you have shortage of drivers, you're trying to get loads in a hurry.
Sure.
It's a real issue. So, we try to do our part to do that. And it's interesting because we see people from all walks of life coming into trucking. You know, we've got young people, we've got women, we've got veterans coming back into the workforce.
Yeah.
And they're very appreciative of it.
Sure. You know, this is, I love it because it's a great, I think, outreach by Howes, but also something that goes right to the solution. I mean, you guys have been, in terms of the engines in the rigs, all about solutions forever. But this, this is adding to that about a greater industry solution for that driver shortage. So we say kudos on that. Another great organization that you folks are sponsoring is Women in Trucking.
Yes, Women in Trucking. We've been sponsoring that for the last number of years now. And the last statistic I saw, there was 15 to 18% of the drivers out there are women.
Yeah.
And more are coming into the industry. So we support and sponsor that whole group.
Great organization.
It is.
Another one that has been out there for several years is Truckers Against Trafficking. And when you read the statistics that organization brings to us, and the situation and what they're working against, really, again, is it's frightening. But now with this organization, Truckers Against Trafficking, and people that are addressing human trafficking and supporting this organization, there is again a solution. How's involved?
House is sponsoring the Truckers Against Trafficking group, and it's more of an awareness program because truckers are the eyes and ears out there.
Right.
They see and hear everything that goes on, and a lot of this passes through the truck stops and the trucking industry. And you hear stories all the time where somebody's spotted in a window,
yeah.
a young girl
yeah.
Looking for help, and a lot of times it's a trucker that spots that.
Mm.
And we're just trying to raise that awareness.
Sure. Great stuff here, Steve. As always, if they want to learn more about the product or anything we talked about today, where do they go?
They go to our website. It's houselube.com.
Yeah.
And there's information on all these organizations as well as product information and programs, promotions, and
yeah.
All the information you can need.
Great. Always great talking to you so much. We appreciate your time. And Steve, I know we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Eric. Good to see you.